Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast.
A time going through God's Word. We've been in this series for the month of December called How to Have a Merry Christmas. By show of hands, who had a Merry Christmas this year? Oh, good. So you were listening to all the messages that we've been preaching, right? If you didn't raise your hand, that means you were tuned out, doing your own thing. Or maybe this is your first Sunday and you just missed out and you didn't know that there was a way to have a Merry Christmas. Well, guess what? You have one more chance at this because Christmas is going to come again next year, right? We need to be prepared to have a Merry Christmas for next year in case we had a really horrible one this year, right? So now you'll see here in a minute why we need to continue this series even past Christmas as we prepare for the new year. This is what tends to happen in this season of gearing up for New Year's. How many of you have been writing out your resolutions? No one. You guys don't have any. You're just fine with who you are and you're just going to stay the same. Pathetic. No, so what happens is around this time of year, people start to go, well, it's time for that diet. Right? I've done it. I need to do it too. It's time to get back on the exercise machine. It's time to make some adjustments to my schedule. It's time to really make this next year better than the last because, man, I made some mistakes. I had some issues. I had some problems. There were some things I learned. Okay, so this year coming up, I'm going to make all these resolutions, and I'm going to stick to that, and hopefully it goes well. And we'll try to live right for a season. And this all starts right around the beginning of December where we go, well, Christmas is coming up. I want to start living better. And so what happens is we'll start being a lot more charitable. Oh, it's that season of giving, right, at Christmas time. So I'm going to start giving to charity. I'm going to start giving my time, and I'm going to volunteer, and I'm going to go do some really good work and do some really great things. I'm going to be kinder to my coworkers or my children that drive me crazy. I'm going to put all my issues behind me. I'm going to reconcile with people. I'm going to get along with my ex. I'm going to be more cheerful. I'm going to be more peaceful. I'm going to be more graceful. And we'll find ourselves saying, well, you know, come on, it's Christmas. I got to be living better. And so this all starts to happen in the beginning of December where we go, I want to start living better. I want to start doing the right things more frequently and with better quality. And then as we get into that new year, it's like, okay, these are the resolutions now. Like, I want to keep this up. Like, I've been doing it so right all month in December. I want to keep that going. And so I'm going to get on that diet and I'm going to do that exercise routine and I'm going to reconcile with my neighbor and I'm going to keep doing all the good things that I've been trying to do all month long. And then middle of February hits and we're right back where we were before. How many of us has ever had that happen? You get to the middle of February and it's just like, pfft, I've lost my cheerfulness. I've gotten bitter. I've quit the diet. That exercise bike is back in the garage, right? And we don't say, well, come on, it's Christmas anymore because Christmas is gone and past. So it's like, well, come on, it's February. Well, nothing happens in February. No one cares. So I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to go back to living the same patterns of living I had before Christmas. And so I'm back into the bitterness. I'm back into the anger. I'm back into the excessive spending and shopping. I'm back into the addiction. I'm back into the same problems I had. And I'm no longer living rightly. This is what the Bible says in James chapter 1. Verses 21 to 25. It says, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. James is making a point here about consistency. He's saying people who study God's word and try to apply it to their lives and do it for a season, but then stop doing it after a season, are like people who look in a mirror, and then when they've walked away from it, they totally forget what they look like. Like, how many of us, when we look at a mirror, go, oh yeah, right? Does that ever happen? Maybe you discover something new that you didn't see before, but we won't talk about that. But none of us really look at a mirror and forget what we look like. We all kind of know what we look like, hopefully. And so what James is saying is like, man, you've got to really have it messed up to forget what you look like. And that is exactly what's going on with people who are practicing their faith and doing the right thing and following God's word and studying it and making it their life and then totally forgetting about it later on. This is what we see happen in this December, January, Christmas, New Year season, is people come to church maybe for the first time after not being here all year long and go, oh, I got to make church a priority. I got to make God a priority. I got to study his word. I got to get my life right with God. And so I'm going to show up at Christmas Eve and I'm going to be cheerful. I'm going to be all these things. And then we disappear. And when we walk away, and then we're right back where we were before. We're like the man who looks in the mirror and forgets what he looks like. We're not supposed to forget. We're not supposed to forget what we look like. We're not supposed to forget the Word of God and what it teaches and what it does for our lives. This is about consistency. And so here's the main point that James is trying to make here in chapter 1 in these verses. Christmas should remind you how to live right, not just be the time when you live right. Christmas should remind you how to live right, not just be the time when you live right. It's about consistency. It's about doing it all year round. If we put all our spiritual eggs in one basket for the month of December and a little bit of January, and that's all we've got, we're missing out the other 11, 10 months of the year. Christmas should remind us how to live right all year round, not just be the time when we do it right for a little bit. It's kind of like this. This might gross you out a little bit, so I apologize in advance. I'm someone who sometimes forgets to floss. Anyone else? Okay. I feel like you're lying, but anyway. Few of you were honest. That's great. So the dentists, will say that you should floss every day, correct? You should floss every day. So what happens is if you go like, this is what I'll end up doing, is I'll go maybe 2 weeks without or maybe a whole month. I'll miss it. I'm sorry, okay? It just happens. I get busy. I got a two-year-old. It happens, okay? Just don't worry about it. I will forget to floss. And then when you go to floss for that first time in like 2 weeks to a month, oh boy, does it ever feel good. And you lick your teeth with your tongue in the back and you're like, oh, there's grooves there. Oh, I can feel them. Oh, wow. It's so nice. It's so relieving because you have all that inflammation and all that blood spits right out and you're just like, oh, I feel so much better now that I've finally flossed. This is kind of how it is that if you only floss once every 2 weeks, your gums get inflamed, you get the cavities, you go to the doctor, the dentist appointment, and they go, man, I'm going to have to see you again. You got some fillings you need to get looked after. This is what happens at the Christmas season is we're neglecting God all year round and then going, oh yeah, Christmas. Got to make God a priority. Oh, it feels so good. It's so great. It's so relieving. I feel the joy again. I feel all this peace. I see all this goodness. Oh, it's so great. And then, oh, I forgot. And then you build up spiritual plaque and gingivitis all year round. Or it's like this. Imagine that you're a smoker. And all year round, you smoke inside your home. And then you get to Christmas, you go, maybe I should try quitting. So you quit for a while, and you go the whole month, and maybe you even get into the new year. Great. Does your house smell any different? No. Your drywall, your carpeting, everything, it's saturated with that secondhand smoke. It needs a total renovation, top to bottom, to get rid of that stink and that stench. Whatever your life is saturated in is what you are. It's what you will be. It is what you will behave as. It's what you will smell like. If you spend the whole year not making God the priority, not studying His Word, not living the Merry Christmas life, you'll have a nice short season of joy and peace at Christmas time, and then it all goes away. And you're right back where you were. And you got that spiritual plaque and that spiritual weight and all those burdens and all that pain and all that darkness comes right back. And what James is saying is, look, this isn't supposed to be something you just do short term. This is supposed to be long term. This is supposed to be your whole life. And so this is a really high commitment. Like, I'm not just committing to following Jesus for 1 month of the year. No, he's calling me to follow him my whole life, every day, every week, every month, 12 months of the year, every year, for however many years I have on this earth. That is what he calls us to do. It is a high calling. And so this is what is supposed to happen, is that the charitable giving we might do at December time is supposed to happen all year long. The kindness that we're supposed to have towards our coworkers, our neighbors, our kids, we're supposed to have it all year long. The putting behind our issues and reconciling with people who have hurt us and people we have conflict with, we're supposed to do that all year long. Are you getting the pattern? It is supposed to be a lifestyle. It is supposed to be all year long. So how do we do this? Because this is a huge calling. This sounds almost impossible. This sounds heavy. These are the steps we are to take. We are to follow Jesus every day. He says that if anyone would want to follow me, they must first deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow them. Follow him. Each of us here in the room, we've got to die to ourselves. The selfishness, the making myself the center of attention or the center of the universe, that's got to die in each one of us. We got to follow Jesus. We got to surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit has come and has filled each one of us who are following Jesus. He's dwelling within us. And therefore, he is speaking to each one of us and guiding us in what we are supposed to do each day. If we're ever like, man, God, I feel like you never talked to me. I feel like I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What is your will, Lord? You have the Word, and you have the voice of the Spirit living within you, guiding you. So follow Jesus and surrender to the Holy Spirit. Take everything we've talked about all month when we've talked about the different habits, the different things about money and priorities, like, take all that to heart and just keep that up. Bring it into January, and then bring it into February, and then bring it into March, and then April, and then what's the rest of the month go, or rest of the year go? May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Anyways, a little elementary song. We have to take Jesus with us into each month. We have to let him guide us each month. We have to be surrendered to the Holy Spirit each month, every year, every week, every day, every moment, every second. That is how we have a merry life. We're not here to talk about Merry Christmas. We're here to talk about a merry life. You want the merry life? You follow Jesus every day. You surrender to the Holy Spirit every day. You die to self every day. Because Christmas is not the season that reminds us when we should be living right, but how we should be living right for all time. The band's going to come and lead us in a song to close us out. And as they do, I just want to invite you to examine yourself and ask yourself, am I really willing to make this commitment lifelong? Or am I just here for a good time for this month? I've had a great Christmas. It's great. Are you putting Jesus back in a box and waiting till next year? Or are you letting him guide you for the rest of the year?
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.